Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Rural Health and Safety of Eastern Iowa board member Kevin Blind.
As the name would imply, we work to promote and health and safety in the rural areas, particularly the ag community and the communities which they are a part, you know, the small towns and that. Pretty much the reason for our being, it got started, 2012. At that time, it was kind of the result of, you may know this person, Roger Stutzman. He farms in southern Johnson County. A couple of years before the formation of this, his only son was killed in a farm accident. And he and a friend of his, Kelly Dunham, they got started talking about what they might be able to do. And it's this organization is what they came up with.
And so what does the group do to promote the health and safety?
Yeah, well, we have a number of things that we're working on, and we work with a lot of other groups, organizations around the area, kind of help facilitate their efforts too. Like, one of the major things we've been doing is promoting safety in operation of ATV vehicles. I'm sure seeing a lot of the news reports of people being injured and sometimes being killed in accidents involving ATVs. Some of the information would show that there's an estimated 150,000 accidents involving ATVs that require treatment every year. And quite interestingly, about a third of those involve kids age 16 and under. That's kind of disproportionately high. We work with that. We work in conjunction with the ATV task force at Children's Hospital. With our work with them, I've become a member of that task force also, which has paid some dividend. We're far more effective working that way. But, well, as a very local example, there was a safety day at the Washington County Fairgrounds very early June. They asked us if we would come down and speak to the kids that were part of that. I think it was about pretty close to 90 kids in that event alone. So we went down and spoke with them about ATV safety and gave them some literature and different things like that. So it was kind of interesting. We're doing our tour of county fairs right now. We were down at Washington County's fair. It was kind of funny. You know, at the fair, one of the kids that came up to talk to us, he said, "Hey, weren't you down here a month ago for our day camp?" I said, "Yes, I was." Anyway, that's a major effort of ours. We also are working with Mercy Hospital. This is another major effort that we're working with that is proceeding. We got a partnership with Mercy Hospital. We're trying to put together a mobile clinic. I don't know if you saw our trailer that we had down at the fair at the time, but we want to put that to even more use than it gets right now, where we can do some health screenings, you know, just take it around so that Mercy staff can do health screening, focusing in on specific health issues that are more common with the rural population, that being hearing loss, sun exposure, sun overexposure, and pulmonary function, which is, you know, that's your breathing abilities and that. Those three areas are particular issues in the farming community just because they work outside. They work around noisy machinery and animals, and they're often subject to a lot of dusty conditions. And we had the basic materials together, the screening equipment and everything. We needed some laptops to be able to make those pieces of testing equipment fully functional well.
Why do you feel it's important to be providing this service and education with ATV safety and with, you know, rural health as well?
The growing number of accidents that are happening through the use or misuse of ATVs, you know, make that readily apparent that you really need to try to reach out and bring some of these issues to bear and show people that are operating those vehicles safer ways to use them in hopes of reducing that incidence of injury and death. The mobile clinic thing that we're trying to pull together is there needs to be a lot more awareness of some of those health issues that are specific to the rural community. Those health issues, they kind of creep up on you. You don't pay a lot of attention that they are happening because it's a daily thing where health can deteriorate. And when that happens very slowly, you don't notice it. The sooner you can catch some of those problems, the better off you are.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Rural Health and Safety of Eastern Iowa board member Kevin Blind. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.